up, y'all? It's Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guide. It's time for another Audio Boo movie review. We're talking about, yes, May 26th, this movie came out. I finally saw it on my television. Kung Fu Panda 2, starring Jack Black. Great cast. Angelina Jolie, Dustin Hoffman, Jackie Chan, Seth Rogen, Lucy Liu, who else? Gary Oldman, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and many, many, many more. It's been out for many, many moons. I never saw it in theater because when I had the chance to see it in the screening, I knew there was going to be a lot of kids screaming and running around with glow-in-the-dark shoes, and I just can't take that stuff. So I waited and waited and waited and finally watched it, and I really enjoyed it. In fact, I enjoyed it actually more than the first one. Yep, let me tell you about it. Kung Fu Panda Po has now, he's living the life as the Dragon Warrior. In the first one, you know, he became the Dragon Warrior. So the second one, he's kind of still doing the Dragon Warrior thing, the Furious Five. He's got all of them, he's rolling deep, protecting all the townspeople. And then something happens where there's this guy, I think he's a crane, no, a peacock. He's a peacock, and basically the story where this peacock ruled with his parents, and then he didn't want to apparently there was some kind of prophecy that some kind of person in black and white would take. It's just a long story. So to prevent the peacock from losing his throne, he went and killed all the pandas. Except, dun-dun-dun-dun, yes, so this is where it is. Basically, this guy comes back into power and wants to take over China, and he has this secret weapon that he wants to destroy China, and along with Kung Fu. And so the little red panda, which is Dustin Hoffman's character, I can't remember his name, he tells pretty much Kung Fu Panda Po that he's got to save the people along with the Furious Five. So they have to go and take on this whole new challenge. Meanwhile, while he's doing this, Po has to find out where he came from because he knows he's not his father, who's a duck. It really isn't his father. You get what I'm saying? So pretty much that's the movie. He has to find his identity along with destroy the evil peacock that wants to destroy China and Kung Fu. Like I said, I really like this movie. It had a lot more action than the first one. But don't get me wrong. I loved the first one. It was really funny and awesome. But this one was funnier and awesomer, which was cool because, you know, most movies, they either stay the same. It's kind of hard to go up and up, and Kung Fu Panda definitely delivers. So if you haven't seen it, it's definitely a movie you should watch with the family on a Sunday afternoon, order some pizza or whatever you want to do, and then watch Kung Fu Panda, because I swear, after you watch it, you'll be throwing kicks like me right now and punches and everything else. How many popcorns do I give it? I'd have to say 4 out of 5 popcorns. 4 out of 5 popcorns for Kung Fu Panda 2 now available. Don't forget, people, check out my blog, iWatchMike.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Mike the Movie Guy. Peace.